Today,
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is John Figliozzi of Clifton Park, New York. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the International Radio Report for Sunday, October the 2nd, 2022. We thank you for joining us. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill, and we are ready to provide you with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. Lots of information relating to Hurricane Ian in this edition of today's program. If you'd like to reach us, our email address is radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. That is the website of CKUT Radio in Montreal. Our Facebook group has a bunch of new members this week. It is called International Radio Report. We welcome Dennis, Jean-Guy, Carlos, Grant, and Steve. And Steve, two Steves joining. That brings us up to 844 members. And our YouTube channel, which is also called International Radio Report, you can go and check the latest edition of the program there or previous editions as well at your leisure. We have hit the 700 subscriber mark to the YouTube channel this week, so we thank all of you for signing up and subscribing to the channel. So those are the ways you can track us down, listen to us live, or listen to us at your convenience. So we'll get right to the information, starting with a number of items relating to the massive hurricane that has affected the Caribbean, Cuba, and of course Florida, and as we're recording here on Friday, making its way to the Carolina coast, where it's back up to a Hurricane 1 status as of our recording on Friday afternoon. I know both of us did quite a bit of radio monitoring over the last few days, yep. What we could hear and what we couldn't hear as a result of the storm. Many, many stations knocked off the air. Cuba, for example, was in total darkness, the island completely shut down. All of the radio services, including Radio Havana Cuba, were off the air. I think some may be working their way back on. I know a couple of people were reporting some of the medium wave stations back on.
I did hear reports of Radio Havana Cuba's English language and many of their Spanish frequencies on shortwave back yesterday.
Things eventually getting back to normal there. Where things won't be getting back to normal for a long time is going to be in Florida. If you've been following the stories and the damage, probably the most powerful storm that's ever hit the Florida peninsula. Hurricane Ian cut a swath right across the state, going more or less from southwest to northeast, cutting across, and once getting across, picking up steam again and heading up the Atlantic coast towards the Carolinas. So checking out the Florida situation, I know I was tuning around both on the radio and on some SDRs and online looking for information stations. Ones I ended up listening to for quite some time was 970 AM WFLA in Tampa, Florida. They had continuous storm coverage with live crews in the studio 24 hours a day, and was really actually quite compelling listening. People that were calling in, you know, without power, listening on probably on portable radios, some using cell phones if they were charged to be able to contact the station. I was extremely impressed, and so impressed that I took the time to call their 800 number and had a chat with the on-air people, basically thanking them for what they were doing and talking about the importance of radio, particularly AM radio and talk radio during circumstances like this. So we have a clip of my conversation with them on the air on 970 AM WFLA. This was recorded on Thursday of this week. So we'll take a listen to that and then come back with a few more comments.
Let me go to Sheldon, calling from Montreal. Sheldon, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, we're doing good. So what are you doing in Montreal? And we appreciate you listening to us up there.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you online, and I just want to compliment you and your station owners and the whole crew that's working there. You're just doing an incredible job of keeping people informed. I was listening overnight, and I heard a couple people calling in saying that, you know, they had no power, they were cut off. You know, and we're sitting here, I mean, we got beautiful weather and everything's great, and we're watching all of this. And I'm thinking these people that were calling in, no power. There's TV stations, CNN and MSNBC, the whole gang. They all got this great coverage on television. But people don't have power. They can't watch television. They can't get on the Internet. They can't use their phones because their batteries have died. They can't charge their phones. Thank goodness people like you and your radio station are on the air. You know, there's been lots of talk about cutting AM radio stations off, that everybody goes to FM. Well, I bet a lot of the FM stations lost their antennas last night or during that storm. And you guys are there. You're providing a service to people that has to remain. It has to happen. And you guys are doing that. And I just want to thank you and your station owners for keeping this going, informing people. People found little radios, I guess, battery-powered radios to put on. And, you know, I heard some people saying they found you guys last night. You know, they were desperately looking for information. They couldn't get it any other way. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
Well, Sheldon, we really do appreciate the call. We thank you for listening online to us. This is what we do. This is what we're here for. We've done it, unfortunately, so many times in recent years, whether it's Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Florence, Hurricane Michael. Now, obviously, this one dealing with Hurricane Ian. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to do this, to provide this service to the community. But you do make a good point. You know, when the power goes out, and we have been very complimentary of the TV stations, local TV stations up and down the coast. But unfortunately, a lot of people can't get that coverage, and so that's why we're here. And again, I go back to what radio is able to do. We're able to take your calls like this and get those firsthand accounts. And that does a number of different things. First of all, it's therapeutic, I think, for a lot of people to call and just talk about what they've been through. But then also it's helpful for other people listening who are in those areas to hear that they're not alone, that other people are going through exactly what they're going through. And then what you'll see over the course of the next couple of days, there will be a big mobilization on these stations where we will work to find out what people need, and we will be working to get them answers and help so they're taken care of.
Yeah, especially overnight when a storm is taking place overnight like this, it can be very scary for everyone involved. And just you can hear it, the comfort in their voice being able to just be in contact with somebody. And you mentioned TV stations. Listen, it's a team effort here as well, where
100%.
The meteorologists that we've been having on from News Channel 8 been joining us, having community leaders joining us. It really is a team effort when it comes to getting the information out.
I think the announcers were, first off, quite surprised to hear a caller from Montreal and that someone was listening online to them. They were pleased to hear that, you know, and realized how important their service was to people. They went on to talk about that. I thought one line that was quite interesting was them talking about various representatives and politicians and whatever, sort of forgetting about radio and preferring to be interviewed on television and, you know, get their faces on the camera. Well, all of those stations, TV stations that were broadcasting information, how were the people getting that information if they didn't have power? You talked about the importance of radio, that, you know, with just a portable battery-operated radio, you could still get vital information. And I think it was really important to stress what a station like WFLA was doing during the hurricane. That was very, very interesting to listen to. There was a follow-up story to this that came out from a publication called The Desk by Matthew Keyes, and Mike Terry passed this along in the UK through Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. He said 6 television stations and nearly 24 radio stations were offline after Hurricane Ian brought devastating wind and rain to Florida on Wednesday. The data was released in a report published by the FCC on Thursday, one day after the storm made landfall. The FCC did not identify the broadcast outlets that were knocked off due to the storm, but video footage uploaded to Facebook showed WINK-TV Channel 11, CBS in Fort Myers, was inundated with floodwater, which damaged a news studio and several other facilities at the station. Feeds for several other stations, including Fort Myers' NBC affiliate WBBH Channel 2, were also not accessible to cable and satellite viewers for much of the day on Wednesday. 6 AM radio stations and 15 FM radio stations were also out of service at the FCC. Some of the outages appeared to be connected to issues involving Florida's electrical grid. More than 2 million people were without electricity as of Thursday morning, according to information collected from utilities and reports by Blue Fire Studios. Across the state, more than 500,000 cable, landline, phone, and internet customers are currently disconnected from their services, up to just over 25,000 reported on Wednesday. That number was likely to grow as the FCC collected more data. Cell towers were knocked out, so many people, cell phone service was not available.
There is also some problems with the shortwave transmitters of WRMI in here.
Yeah, lots of people were asking about that, what was happening with Radio Miami International.
What was interesting and very weird is Wednesday evening, with Radio Havana Cuba off all its frequencies, and WRMI suddenly, all the frequencies just went off at about 02 UTC. The shortwave bands were very, very quiet suddenly. What's happening with WRMI is, as of our recording on Friday, the power, the electrical power, has been restored. But they say that right now they're looking at what looks like extensive damage in the transmitter site. And they need to have the engineering teams go through all of the antenna farms, the feed lines and everything before they can think about turning back the transmitters on.
Now, as the storm left Florida, it headed to the Atlantic and started picking up steam again. As we mentioned, as we're recording, it's a Category 1 hurricane with high winds and heavy rains heading up the Atlantic coast, mainly targeting landfall in the Carolinas. Again, I went to online services to look for radio services that may be doing similar coverage to what WFLA was doing in Florida, and managed to find that most of the talk radio, news talk radio stations in the Carolinas were talking politics today.
Yeah.
No mentions of the storm. I only found one station online, which you can stream. It's WSCC, Whiskey Sierra Charlie Charlie, 94.3 FM, covering the Charleston area. And they are doing a wall-to-wall coverage of the storm as it approaches the Carolinas. And finally, I guess the Hurricane Watch Net is continuing to operate. Yep. On HF. 14.325 upper sideband and 7.268 kilohertz lower sideband.
So there's a radio tower that collapsed in Puerto Rico, and this is by Paul McLean, Radio World. While Ian was threatening Florida, broadcasters in Puerto Rico continued to cope with the aftermath of Fiona. As of Tuesday midday, 9 days after the storm passed, 2 FM and 1 AM stations were still listed as off the air in the FCC's Disaster Information Reporting System. The FCC's Media Bureau has granted special temporary authority to FM station WUKQ in Mayagüez, whose tower in Monte del Estado collapsed because of Fiona, taking the station off the air. WUKQ is a designated state relay station for EAS, the emergency system. It received permission to originate programming from an existing booster antenna that serves Ponce. The LP1 station in the area remains on the air, according to the SDA application. The FCC has also extended the 2022 regulatory fee deadline for affected areas of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to the night of September 30th. And the Wireless Telecommunications Bureau granted the American Radio Relay League a temporary waiver to permit amateur data transmissions at a higher baud rate than normal for operators involved in emergency and relief communications related to Ian and Fiona.
Now, you know, all these stories relate and tie into the importance of radio. You know, as we keep hearing so many stories of, you know, radio, what's that? You know, why is anybody concerned? Who's listening? Nobody's out there. Nobody has radios. Well, you know, these are classic examples of how important radio is and the efforts that are put out to try to get stations back up on the air, get information out to people through whatever means possible, including amateur radio. This all leads nicely into a story from Radio World by Susan Ashworth. Major New York City broadcasters band together to promote the power of radio. A new marketing campaign launched by New York City Radio Committee is designed to promote the power of radio. The committee, a joint partnership between all major broadcasters in the city, says the campaign includes radio messaging on more than 20 of New York's most listened to stations, as well as through trade media, digital, and social media. Fall in love with radio, quote unquote, will reinforce the notion that radio is a fresh, vibrant media channel, says the committee. As radio's popularity remains on the rise, marketers should be reminded that radio is an essential element of a successful marketing strategy. The spot created by the committee, a persona whose features are explained through a tongue-in-cheek dating profile, conveys the many benefits of radio through its personality traits, the committee said. The campaign kicked off on September the 12th and will run through the month of November. According to Chris Oliviero, marketing president of Odyssey New York and chairman of the committee, radio is a critical and valued part of millions of New Yorkers' daily lives. These iconic brands, from music to news to sports, provide the soundtrack of a city, he said. This campaign offers a fresh, fun, and innovative approach to highlighting the efficacy of radio for media planners and advertisers. The collaboration of the city's major broadcasters shows a clear commitment to our benefit that local radio, consumed on FM or AM, or streaming or in podcasts, is an essential tool in any overall marketing strategy in the media capital of the world. The campaign plans to specifically target advertising agencies and businesses that purchase advertising. The New York City Radio Committee, a subcommittee of the New York State Broadcasters Association, is comprised of executives from iHeartRadio, Spanish Broadcasting System, Salem Media Group, media company Univision, Good Karma Brands, Odyssey. Though all FCC-licensed radio stations in New York City metro area are invited to participate in the campaign. We saw in Canada, too, with the hurricane hitting the maritime provinces, the CBC in particular did some really outstanding broadcasting, much of it via radio, yep. Again, because so much of the provinces were knocked out of power. So, you know, radio is that one thing that even without power, a simple radio, battery operated, and you're in business.
Definitely. So what's happening with our sun? Well, we had some surprise geomagnetic storming happening this week. Things are looking out to be a little stormy again. There still are chances of geomagnetic storm due to a coronal hole. And there's a big sunspot that looks to be very active that is coming into view. So that will be something to look at. The sunspot number 56, the solar flux is 137, but the sun is pretty active, so it's going to be maybe up and down this week. But the only way that you can really know what the conditions are like is to turn on a radio and listen.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So we have some bad news from the BBC World Service, where nearly 400 job cuts are announced This is by the Daily Mail and UK via Mike Cooper and Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. Some 382 jobs at BBC World Service will be cut as part of plans to move to a digital-led service. The broadcaster will also close its BBC Arabic and BBC Persian radios in a move it says will help accelerate its digital offering and increase impact with audiences around the globe. BBC insisted the World Service will continue to serve audiences during moments of jeopardy and ensure audiences in countries such as Russia, Ukraine, and Afghanistan have access to vital news services using appropriate broadcast and distribution platforms. The broadcaster is also proposing to stop its Kyrgyz, Uzbek, Hindi, Bengali, Chinese, Indonesian, Tamil, Urdu radio services. Language services the BBC is proposing to move to digital only include those in Chinese, Gujarati, Igbo, Indonesian, Pidgin, Urdu, and Yoruba. The proposals would also see some production units move out of London, relocating the Thai service to Bangkok, the Korean service to Seoul, the Bangla service to Dhaka, and the Focus on Africa TV Bulletin to broadcast from Nairobi. World Service English will continue to operate globally as a 24-hour broadcast radio with new scheduling, programs, and podcasts to be set out in due course. While we recognize the BBC must adapt to meet the challenges of a changing media landscape, once again, it is workers who are hit by the government's poorly judged political decisions. Its freezing of the license fee and the resulting funding challenges has necessitated the proposals, she said. So this is sad because it's cutting one of the major broadcasters from possibly a lot of listeners. Yeah, there are people online, but especially when you look at the languages that are affected, there's a lot of people in those affected countries and areas that radio is probably their most important way of getting news and information.
Yeah, so many of those language services, you think of the countries that are going to be hit by this, where high-speed internet access is just not available in many small towns and villages. You know, they're lucky if they have running water and any type of power at all. Portable radios, solar-powered, wind-up radios, battery-operated radios are vital pieces of equipment in some of these areas. I don't know. This is a dramatic decision. It's going to have major, major impact in a lot of places around the world.
I hate it when, you know, the broadcasting is always referred to as an amount of money that you have to spend to give out news, which is sad. It's obvious it's that the problem with money is stretching probably their budget to a point where they just have no more choice. And they go for what actually doesn't cost much, which is streaming on the internet compared to broadcasting.
Yeah, you just wonder, though, you know, the bang for the buck, how many people will go that route. We've seen it here in Canada, where we know that, you know, many people that used to love to listen to Radio Canada International just don't listen anymore because it is only available online. You know, the same thing is going to be happening in many, many parts of the world because of this decision. At least it looks like the 24-hour-a-day English service of the World Service will continue. So at least people who can understand English around the planet may be able to listen to those broadcasts. But, you know, targeted programming in their own local languages for all of those services is just going to be inaccessible to so many people.
Yeah, really sad. So there's a story that, well, could be festive for some, but maybe a little early for others.
It's early for me, I'll tell you, that's for sure. And this is kind of shocking how early it is. I guess we end today's program with a little bit more lighthearted story than the other ones we've had to cover today. But the headline comes from the Glasgow Live via Radio World. Scottish radio station to play non-stop festive songs until Christmas Day. There's less than 100 days to go until Christmas, and soon people will be singing all the classic carols once more, as well as stocking up on sweet treats, of course. Although Halloween is just a month away, people are already turning their sights to the festive season instead, with one radio station set to play songs a little earlier than expected. If you want to get into the spirit of Christmas, Heart Xmas are set to plan non-stop hits every single day up to the big day, which is Christmas Day. The station, according to the Daily Record, are switching on earlier than previous years, meaning people can now listen to the radio station with the likes of Wham, Slade, Mariah Carey, Chris Rea, and the Pogues, all belting out the lyrics to the tunes we love from Last Christmas, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and Driving Home for Christmas. Discussing the ultimate seasonal soundtrack for the festive countdown, Andy Everett, managing editor of Heart, said, "This year, we've decided to bring back our much-loved festive season, Heart Xmas, earlier than before. Every year, Heart listeners get in touch earlier and earlier to request their favorite festive tunes. So we wanted to get into the Christmas spirit here at Heart Xmas with 3 full months of nonstop festive feel-good. Due to the growing popularity of this service every year, the seasonal spin-off station will be available on digital radio across the UK in 2022, meaning Christmas fans can tune in from wherever they are in the UK on DAB, as well as Global Player, bringing even wider coverage. Heart Xmas is available across the UK on DAB digital radio, on Global Player, on your smart speaker, play Heart Christmas, iOS or Android devices, and heart.co.uk/XMAS. I'm not going to mark down these links because I'm not going to go listen to this. We're going to get the blitz of our own stations going all Christmas in the not too distant future. But this is like way, way, way too early.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, we have quite a few this week. We start off with the QRP Amateur Radio Club International doing their fall QSO party, QRP, 0000 to 2359 Zulu, October the 8th. It is 160 through 10 meters, and it is CW only, and also low power QRP only.
There's the Macrothan RTTY contest, 0 Zulu, October 8th to 1559 Zulu, October 9th. Organized by Pizza Lovers 259, or the PL259 group, Silicon Valley, California. The band's 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, and the mode is RTTY.
The Nevada QSO party is taking place 0300 October 8th to 2100 Zulu October 9th. That's organized by the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society. This one goes through every one of the amateur radio bands, 160 all the way up to 23 centimeters.
Wow.
So it's VHF, UHF class stations, as well as all the HF. And it's also all modes. So that one is covering a lot.
There's the Oceania DX contest, CW, 06 Zulu, October 8th to 06 Zulu, October 9th, organized by the Wireless Institute of Australia. The bands 160 through 10 meters, CW only.
The Straight Key Century Club is having their weekend sprint-a-thon, 1200 Zulu, October 8th to 2359 Zulu, October 9th, 160 through 6 meters, and that is CW only.
There's the Arizona QSO Party, 1500 Zulu, October 8th to 05 Zulu, October 9th, organized by the Amateur Radio Council of Arizona. The bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, CW and phone.
The Pennsylvania QSO Party Association is organizing the Pennsylvania QSO Party, 1600 October 8th to 2200 October the 9th, 160 through 2 meters. And it is an all-mode event.
And finally, the South Dakota QSO Party, 1800 Zulu, October 8th, 1800 Zulu, October 9th, organized by the Prairie Dog Amateur Radio Club, and that's 160 through 70 centimeters, so HF up to the UHF range, phone, CW, and digital.
Okay, lots of activity on the ham bands over the weekend as well, and probably a lot of storm-related traffic on the ham bands as well, so you can check that out. Again, the Hurricane WatchNet 14325 upper sideband, 7268 kilohertz lower sideband. for information from the Hurricane Center. That is it for us today. We hope you enjoyed the program. We'll be back again next Sunday with our next edition of the show. We'll have all of the links to our stories today posted up on our Facebook page, and you can check out the show again on our YouTube channel, International Radio Report. Have a good weekend, everybody. Talk to you again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
United Nations.